Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Heidi is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Castration time.
No, this is Coach. I lost my balls. I can't find my balls.
No balls of steel.
No balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
I'm telling you, the boy ain't got a set.
Dadgummit, Bill. He ain't got no balls.
Say it! Say it!
I'm a fan and I'm a woman. Doesn't have the balls. No balls at all.
Is she right?
Ah!
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Monday, hour three. You know what that means, right? Means you can submit your Balls of Steel nominations. I've got one. I already told you what it would be. Tom Allen, IU, overtime. Didn't have to do this. Could have tied it, gone to the next overtime. Went for two. And even though it was controversial, converted it. So Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Pretty good. Johnny Vegas from the Emerald Coast. No balls, Bill, to the Pac-12, being the last Power 5 conference to play football this season. Unacceptable. Larry Scott, Crazy Charlie, no balls.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
Buckeye Brenda. Balls of Steel to defensive lineman Haskell Garrett for the Buckeyes. Nothing stops him, she says, from sacking the quarterback. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Ron in Ohio, big Nebraska fan. Balls of Steel to the Buckeyes in Nebraska for enabling the Big Ten to play. Also
Bill's
to the
Balls
Buckeyes
of Steel.
Fans who bought me a premium beer on Friday. So somebody, Crazy Charlie, bought him a premium beer. So Balls of Steel to them, too. Yeah, that was nice of them. Very nice.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Allen says Balls of Steel to IU head coach, but we can skip that. We just did that one. But Allen in Tampa says gutless and nutless to Florida State and the football team and that performance or lack thereof at Louisville. Gutless and nutless.
It's gutless and nutless.
That's pretty good. One more here, Crazy Charlie, before we take the call. Aliquippa Bob, no balls of steel to James Franklin for poor game management and team preparation that cost his team dearly. So no balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
All right. A lot of other nominations here. Keep them coming. Yeah, keep them coming, and we'll get them on. Crazy Charlie says go up to Evansville, Indiana, and Tony is checking in. What's up, Tony?
Good morning, Mr. Bill. This is Tony. I talk to you a lot of times on Twitter, and I just want to say Balls of Steel for Tom Allen and his preparation of his team. A heck of a win.
That was. How did that feel, man? Going for two like that. He had the momentum, boy. You're talking about feast or famine. There ain't no in between on that call now.
Oh man, I tell you what, Bill. I was so frustrated that last fourth quarter. I almost turned the TV off. I thought, here we go again, IU down. But, hey, awesome way to come back and save Balls and did a really good job. So, Bill, it's a sweet victory. But, you know, we got Rutgers this week, and they beat Michigan State, so we got to play hard again.
I hear you. No, I hear you. I tell you what, when Penix was turning the corner and you knew it was all or nothing right there, I didn't know if he could stretch it far enough. I was thinking, man, I think you're running out of real estate here. And if that point of that ball got across, which I think it did, that's all he had, man. He did not have another tenth of an inch.
Oh, man, I tell you what, it was – you know what, Bill, like I said, being being an IU guy, we've seen a lot of times those plays go the other way for us, not go our way.
Heck, they're not even going your way in basketball right now.
I know it, man. Well, at least I got some hope right now. So
I hear you. Tony, good to hear
all
from
right.
you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Bill. God bless, bro.
You too. Yeah, he's very active on Twitter. Big IU fan. Now, other than Jeff in Chicago, that's the biggest IU guy I know. It's Tony. They are all fired up right now, and I don't blame them. Now, I wasn't watching the game, so I'm about to read something that I'm not even aware of. I just know that the Dodgers lead in the series 3-2. The most I've paid attention to that series is I was in the car the other night, and for about 30 minutes I had it on the radio. Dodgers in the race. It was actually game two. Dodgers have won games 1, 3, and what, 5? Rays have won 2 and 4. Games 2 and 4. Here's Noel Kev. Now, he's a Dodger fan, too. I'm a Dodger fan, but you could question that because I don't keep up with the box score. I don't watch their games much. And, heck, if somebody doesn't tell me, I typically don't even know. I'm Major League Baseball has faded through the years for me. But, again, here's Noel Kev up in Chicago. Bill, no balls of steel to Dave Roberts of our Dodgers for bringing in Kenley Jensen into the game Saturday and costing us the game, and balls of steel to Dave Roberts for not bringing in Kenley Jensen in last night's game, and we won the game. So, Crazy Charlie, I don't know. A no balls and a balls of steel. However
that
you choose
ball,
to do.
No balls at all.
Bills, balls of steel.
That works. So we had both ways on that one. Josh. No balls to TTUN fans for thinking they're going to be something special this year. Hashtag bums. No balls, Charlie. Yeah, TTUN fans there. Let me see if I skipped over any. Probably did. Knowing me, I probably did. Tabs tweets, and this is a retweet, and then she answers it. Says, when was the last time Michigan opened the season with a true road win? She says, 1991 Boston College. So we're going back approximately, what, 3 decades? It's a long time. I tell you what, one game. Again, folks, all we have is one game in the Big Ten. That was impressive. We'll see if that carries through. We'll let the next X number of games determine if it's carrying through. But one game impressive. Buckeyes very impressive, too. But see with the Buckeyes, they're so impressive, but it's not like, what are we supposed to do? I mean, we knew that. With Michigan, the opener, and at least for me, maybe some Michigan fans felt really good about it, the outcome of that game for me now was unclear going into the game. I could tell early, right after the block and the score for Minnesota, right after that, and the Charbonnet big run through a massive hole, but I could just tell Michigan, the lines of scrimmage and the physicality in this game, you could tell quickly Michigan. John in Los Angeles. And this is a good one. Balls of steel to wide receiver Ben Schroeneck in his 2 leaping touchdown catches, which set the tone early for Notre Dame's 45-3 romp over Pitt. Balls of steel, Crazy.
Bills, balls of steel.
Yeah, he is a Northwestern grad transfer. Fifth-year kid, and has kind of been limited, had some injuries, got injured in that first game. What, it was the Duke game? Really hadn't seen him either. He was gimpy or just not in the flow of the offense. That changed. He was very good. Kevin Austin apparently is a no-go again for the rest of the year, apparently, which seems to be the news about him every time you get news, right? Michael Mayer at tight end is already playing superb. true freshman out of Kentucky. I was talking to Kevin Hagan about this. Michael Mayer's a Northern Kentucky product. Alabama tried hard to recruit him, Kevin was telling me. His sister apparently went to Alabama. But Mayer was, and the family, the parents, are all Notre Dame, apparently, and they weren't able to get much traction. Alabama usually gets a lot of what they want in recruiting, right? That doesn't happen much to them. But, yeah, Michael Mayer is an absolute stud. I think he's already playing like an All-American type. If you look, he's number 87. Literally, he is 6'5", about 255. And now I'll tell you what he's not real good at yet. He's very good at catching the ball and running after the catch. He's excellent at that. As big as he is, he's struggling in the blocking portion of the game. That's hard. Now, he's got the physical tools. But think about it. A guy that size, like in high school, you ever seen his film? Played defensive line, too. Just dominated. A guy that size playing tight end and defensive end in a high school game. So he's not used to blocking anything because what's the point, right? I mean, one more. Crazy Charlie, here's what we'll do. One more, and then we'll take the break. And then Charlie says he's got some people stacked up on the phones. So we'll get to them. Michael checking in this morning on Twitter, who is up in Canada, says, Balls of Steel to Clark Lee, that is the defensive coordinator for Notre Dame, who is from the 615, went to Belmont and Vanderbilt and MBA here locally. He's the D coordinator for Notre Dame. Balls of Steel to Clark Lee, Michael says, and also the defense for the Irish. So Crazy Charlie, Balls of Steel.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
All right. Crazy Charlie's got them stacked up for us. So what we'll do is we'll take the break. On the other side, we'll get right to the calls. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Despite what Bill may say, targeting is not the communist plot, but I am willing to entertain offers. You are listening to the Bill King Show, brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. It's busy out here, as expected, down Ellington Parkway right now. Also on I-40, that's moving fairly decent through Mount Juliet, as all the traffic flow leaves Wilson County headed towards Nashville. On I-40 going westbound, traffic's been in pretty good shape up through Brentwood, also on 65 up from Franklin into Brentwood. Curry Road at Night Valley Drive, South Nashville, has just been a wreck. Hey, celebrate autumn at Ober Gatlinburg during Oktoberfest. Now through November 1st, visit obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hey Tennessee, sports betting is almost here and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. You heard that right. They're giving you $50 in free site credit. Register and verify early. No deposit required. FanDuel is America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and then lock it in. And unlike other sports books, once you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. But right now, the right thing for you to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out their fantastic app for yourself. Just be sure to sign up and register using promo code FRANK so they know we sent you. When you verify your account, you'll receive $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. That's promo code FRANKS to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Hey Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Saunier, executive producer of WNSR, and I'm here reminding you that Bongo Job at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the best place to start your day in the Music City. Their new limited summer hours and menu is simply the best in town. From burritos to smoothies, plus the new biscuit sandwiches and croissants, Bongo Java has you covered. Located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue downtown, they're open from 7 to 11 a.m., and make sure you tell them Crazy Charlie sent you.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
In my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Slight chance of drizzle, high 62. Slight chance of drizzle tonight, low 52. Slight chance of showers tomorrow, high 67. Mostly cloudy with chance of showers tomorrow night, low 52. Chance of showers Wednesday, high 71. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stein. Sports Radio WNSR.
Hashtag fat side up, tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
This is Lieutenant Commander Worf of the USS Enterprise. This is Bill's No Balls of Steel.
Up to Lake Michigan, we're going to go. Not a whole lot of IU flags up there except for one I know of. Jeff, what's up?
Well, sorry, I'm going to have to start off by correcting you there. The Chicagoland area has more Indiana alumni than any other school except Illinois and Northwestern.
Wow. So Notre Dame? Notre Dame?
Big Ten school, Bill.
Okay. Okay.
Not a hybrid ACC school.
Right. So,
but yes, there are plenty of ND alumni around as well. So
I would think, yeah.
Well, we finally got to have something nice, I guess, though, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, of course, when they're going through the replay at the end, I'm, you know, thinking the worst is going to happen. But as it got deeper and deeper into the replay, I just thought to myself, you know, it would be so criminal to rip this away after it was called good. It would have been hard for the refs to do that, I think, in that situation, you know? And I think you're right, too. And look, as the game goes on, there were a couple, you know, controversial replays earlier in the game that went Penn State's way. And, I mean, there were a bunch of breaks that went Penn State's way last year in the game that was very close, you know? So, you know, going forward, I would just say, you know, Penix really found himself there in the fourth quarter. He's just got to learn to – he's got such a great arm that, I mean, it's – he's just got to learn to put a little touch on the ball sometimes, you know. He's got to pass it with a little more finesse, you know. And he's in spite of what people might think, you know, he is not as good of a runner as Peyton Ramsey. And, you know, you might have maybe noticed Ramsey had a pretty good game for Northwestern there against Maryland, you know, to start things off this season. So I think it'll just take, you know, it'll take the receivers a little bit to get used to. Man, I'm glad, you know, not that Indiana couldn't lose to any team out there, but, I mean, I am glad they play, you know, Rutgers coming off a game like that. And then you have Michigan the following week, and I got to say, I thought Michigan looked very, you know, looked much more athletic overall and enthusiastic to play football than they previously have, you know, here under Harbaugh, especially recently. They do look a little bit different, you know. And I guess I thought, you know, Ohio State, you know, from the running back position, you know, not having Dobbins, I think people really kind of – not. I mean, Ohio State fans don't, but I think, you know, the general public probably does forget, like, how dominant J.K. Dobbins was in games last year, especially late in the third quarter and the fourth quarter, a couple games – you know, that were tighter. I mean, he carried them and had, you know, some awesome runs, especially in the second half last year. So, you know, maybe I think early on, and, you know, again, not trying to make too many judgments, Ohio State still has, you know, Justin Fields and some really good receivers and so forth, and maybe they'll come along at running back. But I think overall the Big Ten looks pretty good, you know, maybe not quite as top strong as you have had with, like, you know, a Saquon Barkley team or, you know, one of these, you know, one of the Ohio State teams under Urban Meyer. But, you know, pretty quality games and pretty quality teams up and down, you know, this weekend. So look, happy to come out of that game with a win, though, baby. So let's go, and we'll see what happens.
Stay in touch, Jeff. Appreciate it, bud.
All right, man. Later. Thanks.
There you go. Steven down in the boot. So from Chicago down to the boot, Louisiana. What's up, Steven?
Good morning, Bill. Long time listener. First time caller. How you doing, sir?
I see you on Twitter all the time, though.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Listen, I want to get him real quick. Big balls of steel to our true freshman quarterback last weekend, Finley. Came out of nowhere and surprised a lot of people. However, did not surprise me or my guy, Blake Rufino. We were well on the bandwagon and knew what was coming. It was just a matter of time. So we're all fired up. And, I mean, it's bad that it's under the circumstances, but, hey, next man up, like Coach O says, is next man up, and we can't blink. So we're going to roll with it and
he looked
see
good.
How the answer goes. Yes, sir?
Yeah, I just said he looked good. I was pleased with that. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, the whole offense, it looked smooth, so we're going to see if we can parlay that into a road win. So we're going to get a real big test if he can parlay that into the road game. So we'll see.
I thought it was a solid win. South Carolina had been playing some pretty good football, I thought, and I thought maybe that game would be contested, but once they got going, it was all LSU. That was a nice win.
Oh, yeah, and that was a big thing, too, because we all knew their defense was so physical and just an in-your-face, and we were concerned about J.C. Horn out there, but, man, he just had his way. We just did about – I mean, our offensive line have played just about as well as they played all year long. And our defense, it finally stepped up and kind of a bend don't break. We had a few leaks in the defense, but, hey, when it matters, they come up with some huge stops. And then, of course, South Carolina, he has some mistake kicks. But, hey, happens, baby. LSU, 2-2, we're back even, and now we're going to go on the road and see what we can do.
Steve, stay in touch, sir.
You too, sir. Later, man.
There you go. Jimbo Fans got a nomination here. Says, balls of steel to Harbaugh, proving all the haters wrong, smacking down a very good team on the road in prime time. This is Michigan's year. Best team in the B1G. Balls of steel, Harbaugh.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
That was impressive. I'll give it to you. No, Kev. And people have brought this up. Who else brought this up? Let me find it. Let me find it. Who was it? I'm trying to give people credit here. I'll find it. But No, Kev brings it up. Says, no balls to the Rice kicker who hit the upright, not once, not twice, but three times, actually four times, missing the game-winning field goal. I'll get into that, but no balls, Crazy Charlie, to begin
with. Doesn't have the ball, no balls at all.
So the Rice kicker to win it hits the right upright on the inside, though, okay? You look it up. It's all over Twitter. I've never seen this in my life. Okay, it begins by hitting the inside of the right upright. Then it hits the crossbar. Then it hits the left upright. Then it comes down and hits the crossbar again and slides off. No good. To the front side of the crossbar. No good. I don't think in my time of watching football on any level, I've seen a ball hit the crossbar four times. I don't even think I've seen it hit three times. Maybe I'm just not remembering. This ball literally hit four times and then fell forward. Inside, right, upright. Crossbar. Left, upright. Crossbar, no good. It's all over TV. I mean, but pull it up. Just... Here's what I would search. Search Rice kicker. That'd probably get it done for you. It is. Now, again, it's probably heartbreaking, too, but one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. I mean, very funny. Tabs, she's happy. Michigan looked very good Saturday night. She's actually got a Sparty symbol there next to her name. That's obviously not meant to be a compliment. She says, Crazy Charlie, no balls to the TOSU refs for not overturning their horrible calls. So no balls of steel there.
It's gutless and nutless.
The Smoke Doctor has a nomination. Says, Bill, balls of steel to Ryan Day, letting his second team score a touchdown. That's their job to score, and I hate the wimps out there who got their panties in a wad for teams adding a score by the backups at the end of the game. So, balls of steel, Crazy Charlie.
Bill's balls of steel.
Ryan Day said that he's going to apologize or has apologized to Frosty for that last TD. I don't get into that crap either. I don't care. Now, I mean, I think there are times when sportsmanship's at the end of a game. I mean, something you may want to point out. But if you've got backups in the ball game, I'm not into telling them not to try. That's unfair. I mean, you don't get to play the entire time. We finally get you in the game, but we don't want you to show us what you can do. Don't try. That's a message that I would never send. The other team, again, is responsible for stopping you. But I didn't have a problem with it. I wasn't even thinking about it at the time. Yeah, I didn't think twice about it. All right, here's what we'll do. Let's get the break. Bottom of the hour, more of your nominations as we continue. Balls of Steel, Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right along at this point on 65 coming up through Brentwood, Franklin, through Williamson County in general. Sure, we've seen a couple of wrecks out here in the last few minutes. There's one at Curry Road at Night Valley at South Nashville that did involve some minor injuries. It's still a little bit busy there as we check out I-40 East up by Charlotte Pike. You got all that traffic coming in from Dixon County through Kingston Springs. Celebrate autumn at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest. Now through November 1st, visit Obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
This is Jim Renitz, CEO of Innsbank. Innsbank has been proudly helping Middle Tennessee businesses, people we consider friends. Innsbank is a true local bank built by and for Nashville business leaders, a place where clients' best interests come first, a place where you have access to local decision makers, and a place where you receive the personalized service you deserve. It's because we are a different kind of bank that knows what makes sense for you and your business. Come visit us at our Green Hills or Brentwood office or online at InnsbankTN.com. Your bank, your partner. Get to know Innsbank, where genuine matters.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Ladies and gentlemen,
here's a smart suggestion.
Check out the new and improved WNSR.com.
You're going to have to explain that.
It's the new and improved WNSR.com. With everything a sports fan needs.
We got a whole new attitude.
All the scores. All the highlights. All the updates. All the stories. And even the new website smell. From Nashville Sports Radio.
This is the most important religious event of our time.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Log on to the new and improved WNSR.com. Got biscuits, kitchen notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
Can we get some balls around here?
Got more nominations here. Hour three, Balls of Steel nominations, if you have any. Shannon in South Bend, Indiana. Bill, Balls of Steel to Notre Dame defensive lineman Isaiah Foskey, blocking a punt, recovering the ball in the end zone for a TD. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
He is a true sophomore, wears number 7 out of California. He is their most natural pass rusher. He's very sudden. Royal Pain. Bill, no balls to fans questioning Saban for having Jalen Waddle returning kicks when he is one of the best who ever did it and has done it his whole career. No balls of steel.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
Tabs says, Bill, IU has a quarterback named Penix. P-E-N-I-X, with Balls of Steel. How much fun can we have with that this season? I hadn't even thought about that, Tabs, but good point. Point well taken. Doug DiBiase. Bill, Balls of Steel to Tom Allen, goes for 2 in overtime, and IU beats a top 10 team for the first time since 1987. Balls of Steel again for them.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Yeah, they've gotten their share of nominations. He's got another one, Doug does. Balls of Steel to Liberty quarterback Malik Willis, who's the Auburn transfer. 7 TD performance on Saturday and a win over Southern Miss. The Flames are now 6-0. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Butch in Birmingham. Bill, career Balls of Steel to Jalen Waddle. That's true. Balls of Steel.
Bill's, I hate it, sir. Balls of Steel.
Because he's the most electric player with his hands on the football in football. I hate it. Yeah, that's. And you could tell pretty early that was going to be bad. Karen, Balls of Steel to Willie Taggart, tanking another program, FAU, Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Just saying. West Coast Sooner says, Bill, the mullet is undefeated. If he finishes that way, you think he's got a shot for the playoff? I think he probably does. If they go through, and that would mean they'd have to beat Oklahoma twice. Now, Oklahoma's got a couple losses, but still. They're undefeated, and they play, 11 games or something? I think there's a decent shot they get in. Yes, I do. That may be your fourth team. Maybe. Major Moves, who is a former West Virginia fan, he says he's looking for a new team. He's had it. Even though they played some good football on and off with Coach Neil Brown. Nonetheless, he compliments one of their enemies, West Virginia's enemies, and that would be Marshall. He says, Bill, Balls of Steel to Doc, maybe Doc Holliday, and the guys in Huntington for keeping their streak going. So, Crazy Charlie, Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Major Moves also says no balls to the West Virginia wide receiver core. No mask needed for that crew, he says, because they can't catch anything. So, no balls.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good. Doesn't need a mask because they can't catch anything anyways. Buckeye Brenda says balls of steel to Shiano and Rutgers for their W over East Lansing. So, balls of steel, Shiano.
Bills, balls of steel.
So, there you have it. Jeff 2, balls of steel, Najee Harris. Has more TDs and yards through five games than Derrick Henry and Mark Ingram did in their Heisman seasons. Balls of steel.
Bills, balls of steel.
Yeah, the problem Najee has this year is you've got Pretty Boy and Fields. They would have to come back to the pack for a running back to win it this year. But Najee Harris is having a very good year. Can't question that. I had pulled it up. Let's see how quickly I can get to this without dying airwaves. I want to get to the Week 9 schedule. And I put up my OOP on Sunday morning in Week 9. And in the one slot, I've got the Buckeyes and Penn State. Let's see. Let's see if it's going to allow me to do this rapidly. So far, so good. Is it going to? Yes, there we go. Boom. Boom, boom, boom. So I get you a few of these games. I'm not going to touch on them all. And this starts with the early games on Saturday. Boston College, Clemson. And Clemson's favored by 31.5. That should be a rout. It will be a rout. Let me reword that. Michigan State, Michigan, Sparty's not up to it. Yeah, not up to it. Now, it says Michigan State minus 25. I assume they mean Michigan minus 25. Yeah. I'll just, even though it says minus 25 MSU. No, that'd be MSU plus 25 if you wanted to word it or labeled it correctly. Georgia and the Wildcats at Kroger Field, Commonwealth Stadium. Georgia by 14. Memphis and Cincinnati, that's a good matchup. Cincinnati minus 6.5 at Cincinnati. What's that? Nippert, right? Yeah. Few others. Coastal Carolina, the Chanticleers, they're 5-0. Favored at Georgia State by 3. Let's peruse some others. Notre Dame at Georgia Tech, Irish 19. If you're in Atlanta and you want to see the Fighting Irish, they'll be at Bobby Dodd on Saturday. That is a ABC game. Irish by 19. IU and Rutgers in Piscataway, New Brunswick. Does not list a spread here. Why is that? I don't know. Wisconsin and Nebraska. That's Big Red on Big Red. No spread here either. Well, that's because of the quarterback situation. I understand that one. What else do we have? Northwestern, Iowa. Hawkeyes minus 3. LSU, Auburn. LSU on the road. At Jordan-Hare, minus 2. LSU favored by 2. TCU, Baylor, Frogs, minus 3. Texas, Oklahoma State. The Mullet, minus 3.5. Ole Miss comes to the 615 to play Vanderbilt. Ole Miss by 17 is the spread. Virginia Tech at Louisville. Louisville played very well against Florida State. Virginia Tech, minus 2. Mississippi State, Alabama, Bama minus 32.5. Buckeyes at Happy Valley. ABC national game, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern. Buckeyes favored by 12. Just going through these spreads for the first time. I didn't even look at them hardly on Sunday. Missouri and the Gators. Florida's favored by 13. That game in Gainesville. Gators minus 13. Navy and SMU. SMU 14.5. Minus 14.5. SMU. A&M and Arkansas. A&M favored by 10.5. North Carolina, Virginia, heels on the road, minus 6. Oklahoma, Texas Tech in Lubbock, OU minus 14. And let me just skip through. Liberty, well, I was going to say Liberty in Connecticut. That can't be played. Remember, UConn canceled everything months ago. Yeah, UConn got out of the business months ago. So, don't make the mistake of trying to call that game. It won't be played. Pac-12 Dave says, maybe I'm a little different. Call me crazy, but Waddle returning kicks is nuts. Dynamic players on special teams, question mark. Ask Nick how he feels about that right now. Jeff in Chicago says, Bill, there's already a shirt printed up, which says Penix, just the tip. And it's him stretching out with the ball in his hand towards the pylon. It's in this picture, it's touching the pylon. It's a white sweatshirt. Somebody's already got a T-shirt out. Looking around, says Balls of Steel. Riding downhill in the Pyrenees Mountains on a bicycle in 30-degree temps at 60-plus miles an hour in the rain in the Tour of Spain. Oh, I thought looking around that was you for a second. Anyways, Crazy Charlie, Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Perry Mason, Balls of Steel to Skolcan saying we are getting close to Bama. Nobody is buying that. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Yeah, I guess if you're the coach, you got to put some kind of happy face on it, even though Tennessee fans aren't even buying that. They're not. I don't blame him, but there's nothing that happened in that ball game that says that the gap is getting more narrow between Alabama and Tennessee. That's why that rivalry, who was it? Was it Gator Dave on Saturday? He says, I don't get the rivalry thing between those two teams. Yeah, because the rivalry, he's got a point, is really not a rivalry anymore. It's just Alabama winning every game. The last time Tennessee won that game, Mike Shula was the coach at Alabama. It's the last time. And a lot of people, when they hear the third Saturday, even though Saturday wasn't the third, but traditionally the third Saturday in October, that doesn't mean a lot. Hasn't meant a lot in many, many years. And that's all Tennessee's fault. Can't sugarcoat that at all. Yeah, it's all Tennessee's fault. The Smoke Doctor says Balls of Steel to the Fighting Fickles of UC. Maybe a chance for the first group of five if undefeated at the season's end. So, to the Bearcats, Balls of Steel.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
Luke Fickle. He's doing a good job. Steven down in Louisiana. Bill, huge Balls of Steel to LSU's offensive staff calling an amazing game to get freshman quarterback T.J. Finley rolling early. Balls of Steel.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
Nominations have been good today. Alan from Tampa. Bill, if Cornbread loses to Hee-Haw, Arkansas, is he on the hot seat? Well, not on Fulmer's hot seat. Just saying. fans will be in a tizzy. They already are. But Fulmer's not going to run off the guy that he went and got. Not in year three. Now, you can get fired year two, year three. We all know that. I'm not saying it's not possible, but they're not going to do that. They're not going to give up on him. Not now. You may disagree with that line of thinking, but they're not going to do that. Tell you what, I just looked up. Running late. One more break on this Monday edition. Man, what a show. Fast moving. Blink and it's over. Omni Nashville Hotel.
You are listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter about college football.
Good morning. Traffic still moving out here as we check 65 up through Brentwood, Franklin, through Williamson County. Crossings Boulevard at Crossings Place at South Nashville on a wreck involving injuries. Still on the scene of a crash at Faulkner Drive at Haywood Lane. That was blocking the intersection a few minutes ago. Traffic's been in pretty good shape. 40 East coming in past Charlotte Pike. All that traffic coming up through Kingston Springs. Check out the all-new Andre Chicken Sandwich now available at Prince's Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Want to talk to you about the folks at Doobie Orthopedics, and I know that you're going to sit there and go, Plaz, what do you know about that? And the truth of it is, not much until about a year ago, right about now. I ended up with some really bad shoulder and neck problems, and I had no idea where to turn. A friend of mine suggested Doobie Orthopedics, and you know what? That friend was dead on right. I find out now they've got over 30,000 customers. There's a reason for that. They are really good at what they do. I ended up choosing the Hermitage location, but they have locations all over town. Frist Boulevard was where I was, with a phone number of 391-4545. I got the individual one-on-one attention that I needed. They set up a plan, and you know what? The plan worked to perfection. I highly recommend Doobie Orthopedics.
Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Stripe Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Stripe Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Stripe Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Joey Logano punches his ticket to the Championship Four race at Phoenix in a couple of weeks. But up next, this weekend, is Texas Motor Speedway in the round of eight. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Joey Logano, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Slight chance of drizzle, high 62. Slight chance of drizzle tonight, low 52. Slight chance of showers tomorrow, high 67. Mostly cloudy with chance of showers tomorrow night, low 52. Chance of showers Wednesday, high 71. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stein.
Sports Radio WNSR.
College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
It's gutless and nutless.
Got a few more nominations. They've been flowing in today. 614 Rob. Bill, no balls of steel to Tennessee fans having their temper tantrum over hiring Greg Schiano. No balls.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
Jim Wilco. Bill, balls of steel, Ryan Day, giving me the biggest laugh of the weekend when he said the backups didn't know the kneel down play. Politics and his future. Balls of steel, Ryan Day.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
So he's going to apologize to Frosty. Scored there. Buckeye Brenda, balls of steel to the animals. She literally means animals now, not like a description of people. To the animals who gave their all so we could enjoy delicious carnivorous treats during our home gating. Cluck, moo, and oink, she says. Balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Jeff, too, putting the Tennessee-Alabama series in perspective here from a date point of view. Says, from a political standpoint, last time Tennessee beat Alabama, we were in the middle of midterm elections of George W. in his second term. Facebook, last time Tennessee beat Alabama, was only 2 years old. YouTube was 1 year old. Twitter was 7 months old. Instagram had not yet been created. And Mike Shula was the coach. M. Roos, hopefully Bill RU gets a bowl game and the Vols are sitting at home or they play each other. Vol Twitter. They got that done now. Josh, and I tell you what, Crazy Charlie. Well, I don't know if this is the last one. It's the last one I've got. Josh says, no balls to Jeff in the Borough, not calling in to take a dose of his own medicine. So no balls to J.I.B.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
I saw where Kentucky's basketball recruit, class of 22, five-star, Sky Clark, has transferred here. He's going to be at Innsworth, class of 22. Yeah, I believe he was playing out there. I think he's from California. Is he not? I think he's a Cali kid. Transferred all the way to the 615 to Innsworth, which is basically like a college. Have you ever been? If you haven't been on Innsworth's campus, it literally is nicer than most any college you've been to. Now, again, it's a high school, so it's not going to be as big, but it is massive. They've got everything you could want. The money there is basically, at least it looks like, unlimited. It's how nice it is at Innsworth. It's incredible. I think it cost, unless you're a player on scholarship like he is, like Sky Clark, but just for a regular student at Innsworth, I think you're paying at least 30K a year to go there, private school. It's amazing. Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. Tomorrow, we will guest it up. Yes, we do guest it up on Tuesdays. Gator Dave will be with us. Gators are supposed to. Aren't they supposed to get back activated today? I thought. We'll talk to him, Gator Dave. On Tuesdays, Buck checks in with us. Always good to have Buck here. And Griff. Georgia had a Saturday where they didn't have a game. They're back at it this Saturday coming up. They are at Kentucky. They're at Commonwealth Stadium. They're at Ford Field. No, that's Kroger Field. Sorry. Not. I don't even know how I got Ford and Kroger. How would those? I don't know how that got mixed up, but it did. Josh says, Bill, you're going to be wearing Buckeye gear Saturday night. Josh, that gear is so nice, I've yet to pull it out of the clear plastic that it was wrapped in. Now, I pulled it out of the bag, but I've yet to even, it's so perfect right now, I'm scared to mess it up. If I wear it Saturday night, what if I spill pizza on it? Saturday is going to be a pizza day. It always is. Shannon says, Bill, see if you can get Brian Driscoll on the show. Maybe not this week, but next week. It'd be great to hear his perspective on the Irish before the Clemson game. Yeah, that is a week from this Saturday coming up. That is when that game's played, and that is the game you circle. There's lots of games we watch every weekend. We try and watch them all best we can. That is the game. unless somebody blows it. And I don't see that happening. Clemson gets Boston College. Clemson's recruiting class beats Boston College. BC's not bad this year. Phil Jakovic has had a good year, but that's a huge separation there. And Notre Dame's got to go to Georgia Tech. And I like Coach Jeff Collins a lot. Tech not ready. Not ready. At Crazy Charlie 615 on Twitter. That was a thorough show right there, y'all. Man. I mean, I blinked. I'll tell you how fast this show went. One time I looked up, and I was so late, it was really like the third break time. That's how late I was. That's how mesmerizing this 3 hours was. At Billis King on Twitter, Lajpah.
We beat your ass, boy. I'll let you, Bill. You boys are so lame, man.
Ha 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 ha